The stocks are up this morning. Chip makers have rallied. The economic numbers better than expected. And David Hochberg joins us to talk about your money, Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. Our happy days here again, David?
Yeah, kind of, Bob. Short-term interest rates dropped with the Fed cut the rates by 50 basis points, but mortgage rates have increased about a half a point since the decrease in the rates. Well, we advise all our listeners every single time that the interest rates trade in anticipation of what the Fed's doing. And so we saw lower rates before the Fed cut, and then as soon as the Fed cut it, we're up at least a half a point. So all of the wannabe bond traders that want to wait for the Fed to cut rates, you're half a point higher today than where you were when the Fed cut the rates a couple weeks back. So refinance applications have dropped 26% because of the half a point increase in the interest rate, Bob.
Are people waiting for mortgage rates to go down now in the next year?
Yeah, I've been waiting for mortgage rates to go down for the past 30 months, Bob, and I've been doing this for the past 24 years. So, when you get a dip, you take advantage of it. When your mortgage professional calls you to say, hey, the market's is looking good and interest rates are lower, and you want to put your bond trader hat on and wait for the Fed to announce what the Fed chair is going to meet, I believe it's November 7th, 5th through 7th, in a couple of weeks. Take the win, and if they go down in the future, we'll just take advantage of it in the future. But, you know, it's like I said, we're up a half a point in the past 2 weeks, and it's kind of frustrating with the listeners that we're sitting on the fence wanting to continue to wait when they had a win in their pocket. Now they have to continue to wait for it to go down again, hopefully soon. So, it's a seesaw battle.
Better time to buy a home or sell? What do you think?
Consumer confidence in the housing market has inched higher. According to Realtor.com, 42% of consumers expect mortgage rates to decline, which is a good sign for prospective home buyers. So, Bob, if you are a home buyer and you bought a home in the past 30 months and your interest rate's in the sevens or in the eights, you just had a chance in the past 6-8 weeks to refinance down to the sixes, and you saw your home value shoot up because of lack of inventory. So it's still a good time. I think you're at the perfect balance right now where, you know, if you have a home that's still priced between 150 to 700,000-800,000 and it's reasonably priced, you still got 4, 5, 6 people lining up outside your door. You don't have 30 like you did during COVID, but, you know, I'll take a hungry pool of buyers out there. All you need is 2 to compete against each other, right? And we still have that in the right markets. When you get into the, you know, the 7 digits where you need 2 commas to put out the a purchase price over $1 million, it's a little stickier and a little more challenging in the upper end market. But under $1 million, it's still fluid if you've got a good product in a good area, good schools close to close to work and close to transportation, still location, location, location.
I'm looking at the locations where home prices are up the most and where they are down the most, and where they are up the most, Milwaukee, number 2, right behind Rochester, New York, and then where prices are down, no surprise, Miami, Florida, right?
Yeah, 4 of them are in Florida, Bob, right? And just what happened? Because, number 1, during COVID, everybody flocked to the south and southeast, right? So Florida saw a huge jump, and it is Florida because I'm from New York, and that's the proper way to say it, Bob. So, you know, but 4 out of the 10 of the biggest decline in markets, Miami's 1, Tampa's 9, Orlando's 8, and Jacksonville's 6. So out of the 10 top metro areas that have seen the biggest decrease, 4 of them are in Florida. So there you go. And then the top 5, Rochester, New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, Ohio, Memphis, Tennessee, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania are in the top 5, according to Realtor.com.
The hurricanes affecting Florida real estate, obviously.
Obviously, you can't get insurance down there. And if you can get insurance, you are absolutely paying through the nose and the eyeballs through it. So it's making it more challenging for homeowners that buy homes or currently own homes down in Florida to be able to afford it, because the insurance, like our real estate taxes up here are ridiculous. The real estate taxes down there are a lot more attractive, but the insurance is where you get smacked. It's absolutely cost prohibitive to own a house for a lot of Floridians down there because of the insurance challenges they're having.
More from David Hochberg on WGN Saturday, Home Sweet Home Chicago, a little later this weekend, Saturday 3 until 6:30. And that's a little scary because you'll be even more awake, won't you?
Yeah. Well, and the great thing is if exciting Northwest football ends early, we get an extra half hour, so buckle up.
Well, we'll do an expanded post-game show.
I appreciate that.
No fighting, boys. Thanks, David. Have a good day.
Have a great day, guys. Bye.